Hi, everybody. It's Brandi Heinen, and this is your Powerhouse Learning Tip for the Day. Let's get started. Today, I'd like to have a tough conversation about why many producers fail. And after working with hundreds of producers, agency owners, service staff, I've established some common reasons why sales teams fail. They don't make it. Number one, they don't have enough to work on. Even with qualifying, learning to listen, and asking the right questions, not having enough of X type of sizes to work on will ensure steady decline of your numbers and your self-esteem. You would be amazed at the producers that I find that have less than 50 prospects to work on for the year. And for most, that's a recipe for failure. So you've got to fill your pipeline or you'll be left in that desperate space of chasing. Number two, not making a request. Whether it's in prospecting energy or in the energy to get off the couch and ask your agency owner, your account manager, or your underwriter, heck, anybody else for help. Producers who aren't pests at asking often will find themselves disappointed at the lack of attention. Now, this is different than chasing. There's an energy to coming forward and asking for help, asking for specifics in their journey. People aren't mind readers, so make a request if you need help. Number three, agency leaders aren't really acting like leaders. Our industry is a deep end of a pool kind of industry. We throw them in, and if they paddle, they'll make it. It's a philosophy that has hurt us as an industry for a long time, and I experienced it myself as a young producer. Think about it. Would you really do that to someone close to you, like a family member? Well, I don't know. Maybe you say it depends. But the sad part is that a little more pain and training now will likely pay off big later. Short-term pain and getting them trained right will help them feel better about their efforts, and you as managers will feel more settled in knowing the signs if they don't have the stuff to make it. You'll be more willing to jump in and help them in their journey. Many managers wait way too long to let someone go because they feel guilty about not offering enough training up front. So save the time, the disappointment, the money, and the blame. Care enough to invest in training and coaching your producers to succeed. Number four, agencies don't use the resources they already have available. You have staff that are more knowledgeable in key areas than even your seasoned producers, and you know it. Let your team help bring producers along instead of hoping they'll pick it up by osmosis or in next year's CE class. Carrier relationships, how to deal with difficult customers, great client service and coverage knowledge. Please don't underestimate the education and experience of your service team. Number five, referral sources at your fingertips go untapped. I have seen this for 18 years owning a coaching business. I teach producers how to work referrals right from the beginning. How you say, wait a minute, don't we send them out to cold call like we did 20 years ago? No, new producers have great referral advocates in the existing house accounts that most agencies have on autopilot. New producers working in a new niche area can go out with their cold call prospect list to those existing loyal insureds and say, I'm going to call on these accounts anyway. Would you be willing to just take a look at my list and let me know if there's anyone here you could tell me about? Referrals have the lowest acquisition cost, the highest hit ratios, and you know that most of us in our agencies are not doing an adequate job here. Number six, not learning the people side of the business. You remember the good old days of learning, right? The incessant desire we had in the 80s and early 90s for identifying and overcoming weaknesses and becoming a better professional. Heck, a better human being. Hopkins, Ziegler, Nightingale, then Covey, Collins, and Drucker. Motivational speakers were at all-time high, and so were the follow-up cassette tapes and then the CDs. And now, of course, we have things like TED Talks and others. It was a time for learning about people, the psychology of sales, and understanding more about the way people think, act, and feel. I tell the agencies I coach, if you don't think we're in the psychology business, think again. We're in a service industry. We work with helping people with strategy, positioning, and adversity every day. Isn't it time to begin a culture of learning once again about the people side? Number seven, having something to believe in. If you talk with me, you know one of my core principles is having a vision powerful enough to call me through the pain of change or the pain of transformation. I learned the power of vision and the powerlessness of not having one over 20 years ago when I attended a momentous 4-day workshop. The experience changed my life and led me to empower others for having something to believe in. It's no wonder that many producers and agency owners feel lost, especially in this tough time. So what do you believe in? Is it evident in the physical and material circumstances for you? Number 8, all talk, no action. Ever catch yourself saying, I've heard that before, or I've seen that, or we've tried that, it didn't work? It's easy to say, I'm busy, and complain about the lack of results. I hear a lot of wishful thinking, a lot of wishful talking out there. It's been going on for years in our industry. Producers and agency owners talk a lot about their intentions and often leave it at that. Make promises. Have the character to demonstrate the promise through your action, the commitment. Our society has lost the honor of our word. Be one of the ones to listen to the words you say and how often you make promises. Then do what you say and mean it. People will believe you the next time you talk. And if you're a manager or an owner, please hear these words. People still want to believe the words that you say, and they're looking to make sure that you follow through with your word. Number 9, not having a plan to go with the dream. Dreams matter, and so does the paperwork to go with it. Goal setting can be an exhausting process. It's why many of you have quit doing it. So stop trying so hard to get everything perfect, and just put down your best guesses and go out there and live it. Be specific. Use my by when. Don't tell me in the next year or sometime in the third quarter. Do you want to see progress? Then give each other the rigor to ask what will be done and by when. In your goals, in your plan, use numbers and words. Then celebrate. Number 10, they don't move. Come on, guys, you're going to screw up anyway. What I mean is, even the best dreams in your head and the best plans are just on a piece of paper. Go out and live. The rest is a fantasy. Living your plan gets you honest, real, quick feedback. And since we're human, we're going to make mistakes. Here's an example. If you don't have enough in your pipeline, you'll know the very first week when you don't see enough people. Can't close any deals? Better get some coaching or mentoring on why people aren't comfortable buying from you or your agency. Only the weak complain and stay stuck on blaming others. Get up, take a stand, and move on, and be honest enough to change. And your last one, number 11, my producers don't move long enough. Most buyers are ready to buy after 10 contacts, and most of us quit at, let's say, 4. Another statistic gives the following. 80% of sales are made between the 5th and 12th contact. That's a big variable. So here's the point. Don't let your head trash get in the way. If you make a call, leave a message, stop by, send a letter, and then follow up, you're just getting started. Don't get discouraged, get determined. So your homework is read the section on the flywheel effect in Jim Collins' book, Good to Great, or listen to it or check out the Cliff Notes online. But sticking at it will ensure that things will get better because you're getting down to persevering. You're getting better at enduring some of the challenges that and the adversity that life brings us. And get honest about what you need to change to win. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope this information will help you create a successful work environment.